The Senate today is scheduled to vote on a foreign aid package that would include money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The total funding would be roughly $95 billion. It is expected to pass. Will it be taxpayer money well spent? Analysis from Joe Bacino, retired U.S. Army colonel. Joe, do you like it?
Well, it's good for the country. It's good for the United States. It's good for our interests in Europe. It's good for our defense industrial base. It's good for jobs. You know, this is a win all around. You know, it's unfortunate it took this long to get everything approved, but you know, everything's moving along now, and this is a win. This is a win for us and a win for Ukraine.
All right. Some say there's no accountability for the money, say, that's going to Ukraine, $60 billion worth, or it's become a losing proposition. I mean, Ukraine doesn't seem to have any momentum right now. To that, you'd say what?
It's a complicated answer to that. I don't think Ukraine is going to win. I think there's no way for Ukraine to win this war, right? So let's partition that. Okay, let's compartmentalize that and think about if we keep Ukraine in the war for another year, what does that do for us? Well, it bleeds Russia out a little while longer. And this money that goes into Ukraine, it's not as though we're sending billions over to Zelensky. It goes into our defense industrial base. Okay, it goes to Lima, Ohio, to make tanks. It goes into Arizona, where we make the Switchblade drones. It goes to Simi Valley, California, where we make the parts for some of our rockets that we're hitting, the HIMARS rockets. So this is going into our defense industrial base. It's jobs for us. And also, we need to re-energize our defense industrial base in the event that we engage in a high-conflict war, a high-conflict, high-tech war with China. So this is all good for us. But yes, to your first question, you know, there's a real risk. I don't actually see a pathway for Ukraine to win the war against Russia. But let's just break that off from the broader conversation of this spending package.
It's really more about, I guess, at what point will Ukraine have a decent place to compromise from? Or Russia sort of spins it as if mission accomplished, we're pulling out?
Well, I mean, you know, look, Russia can put pressure on Ukraine until Ukraine finally breaks. You know, Ukraine can just throw mass, aggression. Russia can just throw mass at Ukraine until Ukraine breaks. And, you know, I don't know what that point is. You know, if Ukraine stays in the fight, there's a possibility that we can broker some kind of agreement whereby, you know, Russia doesn't gobble up all of Ukrainian territory. There's some sort of agreement that's partly favorable to Ukraine. You know, strategically, in terms of the military component of this, it's a tough spot for Ukraine, irrespective of whether this went through or not.
Mm. We're speaking with Joe Bacino, retired U.S. Army colonel. The rest of the money here, so it's our $60 billion roughly for Ukraine. There's another, what, I think 26 or so for Israel, another 8 for Taiwan. Do you like the money going to those places as well?
I like the money going to Ukraine. I was hoping we would separate ourselves from the fight in Israel. It's really, you know, the way Israel is adjudicating this war, particularly with Netanyahu, you know, doubling down on a ground assault in Rafah, you know, that's not good for our standing in the Middle East. That's not good for our standing in the world. So, you know, I was not favorably predisposed towards that aspect of the money. And, you know, Taiwan, of course, you know, we do need to continue to support and provide arms to Taiwan. That's money that would help us in the event of a high conflict, a high-tech, high-end conflict with China.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Bacino, retired U.S. Army colonel.